Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Boys for the rescue!
This is the Gamer Show, and as your host, Nicholas, I'll be hosting today. I do have a guest host with me today.
Yeah. What up, Active FM? Yeah, this is Gra, as you'd know, on The Shade and also on Ooh Baby Bible Stories. And yeah, we're here with Nick on the Gamer Zone. This is going to be an amazing show. Ready to kick it.
Cool. Thanks. Yeah. So yeah, today's topic is going to be about racer games.
Yeah.
And how they just aren't the same anymore.
Yeah.
Compared to when I used to play racing games all the time, and
yeah.
You know, there was it was focused on customization, and you know, you could some of the games like Need for Speed Underground 2, you could even add sound and stuff into your vehicle and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and you could fiddle with basically all of the parts of the vehicle, and you know, now things have changed with the new racer games, and I don't find them as customizable anymore.
Yeah.
So what's your opinion on that?
Before we go into that, what is your favorite vehicle, like generally?
In general?
Yeah.
Like favorite? Well, personally, it would be the Ford RS. It's the, it's basically the Rally Sport,
yeah.
Ford version of the ST.
Oh, that is a nice car.
that's definitely my favorite.
Getting into the topic, by the way, if you want, what's your favorite?
Okay.
Any Mercedes is my car. Yeah, obviously we have the Highline range, the AMG. My personal favorite would be a C63.
Okay.
Yeah. C63 AMG. That is my favorite car. going into games and how things have changed, I mean, I do agree with you on the whole concept that you're coming from. I did play quite a few racing games back in the days when I played a lot of games. Not that many as others, but like I had a couple of games that I enjoyed. But yeah, I think it also depended on the type of game you played, because I do remember playing some games back in the day that didn't necessarily have customizations. At most, you could probably change like the color of your car. But yeah, obviously that aspect of being able to customize your car makes the game more, it brings the game more alive, because now you're putting your own feel into what you think
exactly
it should be. So yeah, I guess that aspect should be brought back. Yeah, I think it's very necessary in terms of gaming. Yeah.
And the thing is, I do know that I'm not sure if it's Forza 5 or 6, but there was a new one that's being released. And apparently they are planning on adding customization into the game, but that's still a concept. That isn't something that they are implementing, or that I'm aware of that they are implementing. But just like you said, it's almost like because then what makes that fun is, you know, I remember with Need for Speed Carbon and Need for Speed Underground 2, when you customize your car, you could then, you know, play against friends with your car that you've customized.
Car,
you get what I'm saying? And the issue that I have with the newer games where cars aren't as customizable anymore is that everyone is now using, you know, a pre-built vehicle, and you know, it doesn't make it as unique anymore.
Yeah, I mean, when you're driving that car that you just customized, you feel like a whole different driver. It's like there's more excitement.
Yeah,
like you're like, you feel like you can conquer the world now, you know, because, yeah, you're going on a race with your customized car, and I guess it sort of gives you that feeling, that satisfaction, like, yeah, I mean, that confidence, also a boost for your gaming experience. Although something came to mind when we were discussing this, and I was thinking to myself, because I don't know if this is a wrong perspective, but do you think, like, with the way cars are being made nowadays, there's less to actually customize in the way that they're built? Because, I'm just looking at a lot of things. But, like, yeah, just in general, cars back then, it was easy to, like, come up with a concept and customize. And not that you can't do it with more modern cars. It's just, like, the way they're structured. Like, even before, like, if you'd get, like, a really, like, a luxurious car, those ones were not customizable at all. You could only change the paint. So I don't know if they're trying to put that in the games.
I don't agree with that. I don't want them to do that. I mean, it makes sense that like you mentioned, with these more, even the same with some of the sports cars, they have these pre-built body kits and wheels and everything. There isn't much to change on, because you could switch out engines and suspension and all sorts of stuff on the vehicles. But now with these newer cars, they're like pre-built with like the best suspension and tires and body kits for aerodynamics and all sorts. But what you're saying is making sense. But I mean, even if you can't like customize the engine and stuff, like at least allow us to switch out the body kit or you know, cool colors you can switch out, maybe, you know, but allow players to still customize even if they mess up. That's one thing I really enjoyed, was that you could switch out, for instance, your hard grip tires for like soft wheels, and then when you race or do like drag races in the rain, you'd like slide over the place, and it was something you could do even though it wasn't the best thing to do. It's definitely changed a lot, you know, especially with games like Forza and Gran Turismo, right?
Yeah, Gran Turismo,
where you can't customize, you only have cars that they give you to use and then race on tracks and stuff like that.
What are your like maybe top two, top three racing games that gave you like your best experience?
Definitely, I'll give you three. The first one was definitely Need for Speed Underground 2. It was like the most customizable
For Speed Underground 2 is the most talked about.
And then secondly, Need for Speed Carbon. Awesome. Oof. There's so many things you can do to your vehicle. And then lastly, it was a newer game, but the fact that they still had the customization implemented into the game made it like my favorite. Was, I don't know if you know, Midnight Club LA.
I remember that game.
So I always went for like... the vintage vehicles, older vehicles that you could customize, and then just make it look cool, because you could change body kit, you could change lights, you could literally have four different tires on your car. You could like have a separate rim, like a different rim on there and a different rim on the back tire. You could like adjust the suspension, you could adjust the height, you could adjust how the doors opened. So definitely those are my top three. But then after that, I don't know what happened. I can't think of any other racing game that was as good as that.
For my top three, first of all, I'm going to mention a game that is quite old. I'm not sure if they're still doing releases, but I used to play this back in PS2 days. This was Burnout.
Revenge. I know Burnout.
Burnout Revenge was my favorite of the Burnout series, and I played that game. I don't know
if the car's customizable.
I don't think so.
Because I had Burnout, I can't remember which Burnout it was. The thing is, with the Burnout series, you also couldn't customize any of the
vehicles. Couldn't customize on Burnout. But the gaming experience is gold. Yeah, I don't know, that whole aspect of racing, being able to take down people, and
remember,
all the stunts, it was just crazy. So yeah, that is definitely in my top three list. Need for Speed Underground 2 is also there. Last place. This is an interesting one. I think I'm gonna go with another Need for Speed. There's one, Hot Pursuit. Yeah, Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit. Those are my top three games. Yeah, but like for me, I don't know if it's because it's linked to a childhood memory, but yeah, my top game is Burnout. No shade to the others. Obviously, those are amazing games. Yeah. But like, yeah, those are the games that do it for me. Yeah, yeah.
In terms of difficulty,
yeah,
I definitely can say that the, what was it, vehicle handling, yeah, on Midnight Club LA, mm-hmm, was really well done.
Yeah.
It was done realistically, and you could also race on bikes, mm-hmm, and then obviously if you know, if you like racing on like a sports bike, like,
yeah,
I remember they were like Ducatis and Kawasaki's,
yeah,
and you'd be traveling at like 300 kilometers, you know,
mm-hmm,
plus, and then the screen, what's cool is the screen would start blurring out because of how fast you're going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, or when you do get into an accident with a bike, you,
yeah,
like fly off the bike. That was pretty realistic.
Yeah.
I know the crash mechanics were done really well, mm-hmm, in Midnight Club LA. Like you could, what happened? Oh yes, what's cool is you have an open, not open world, but like sandbox in the,
yeah,
city where you could drive around,
mm-hmm,
and then any sort of accident you got into would like show on your vehicle,
yeah,
any damage, and then you would have to pay to repair that, you
that
know
is, that is cool.
And you could like literally drive around without the bumper or something,
yeah,
because of getting into accidents.
Yeah, when they also introduced that, that was a really cool aspect to gaming, because before obviously you'd crash, but then you wouldn't see that.
Yeah.
And that obviously puts gaming to a new level. I feel like there's so much creativity that has to go into gaming. It's so sick. It's like realistic, but yeah, those things are the things that actually make the games. Yeah. But yeah, I think this is it for this episode.
Yeah.
This was an awesome racing experience, and yeah, we're closing.
Cool. Thanks for listening, everyone. And this was the Gamer Show with your host,
yo,
Nicholas, and
Glory.
Glory, thanks.
Yeah. Cheers.
Enjoying the show. Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.